Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, the Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30 all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at FRPGames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at FRPGames.com or go through our website.
Alright, we're recording.
Alright, for this session, you guys just blew up the warehouse, and it's starting immediately after that, standing directly outside of it in the middle of the night when you're watching this thing explode.
Oh, the cave.
The cave.
Yeah. I was like, warehouse.
So,
that's what I named you.
You guys are about 500 yards from the exploding site. What's happening now?
I don't remember.
I thought we were going to retreat towards our previous campsite and make camp.
I thought we already did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My fault.
Start recording over. Scratch that.
No, it's cool. Okay, you guys are on first watch.
I'm on first.
You're on first. Who's on second?
I don't know. Oh, it's come on. Third. Someone back me up here.
I don't know who's on third.
Anyway.
Okay, that explains why I wrote down three names, because I wrote down the three names in the order of which you're staying.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I was sleeping through the whole night.
Okay, first watch.
What?
Roll me a perception check, please.
Okay, just a second. I gotta roll my perception.
Actually, pause that real quick. The recorder. I need to take you aside for a moment and ask you.
Oh, I'll just edit it out.
Well, but
but it's easier to pause.
Okay.
I'm rolling a perception check.
You can roll a perception check.
I'm rolling a perception check.
Scrotum.
Testicles.
It's my friendly creepy bag of skin.
Scrotum. Scrotum.
It's the thing I keep my testes in.
It's the thing I keep his testes in. Well, it's really good. It's great. It's covered with hair. I don't know what I do. Put myself there.
Oh, scrotum. It's a wrinkly, creaky bag of skin. You don't need to edit it. We sang.
Okay.
So what was your perception roll?
I'm not editing that.
Not very high.
Your listener.
Okay, well, with your 11, the one thing you see is you see this bird come over and land on Craig's... Craig's laying in the fetal position. He wasn't taken care of very much when he was younger. So he reverts back to that whenever he can. And in the fetal position, he's on his right side. A bird comes up and lands on his arm and starts just like dancing around. And another one joins it a little bit later.
Is there techno music playing?
Yes. They might start doing it on his arm, I'm not sure. You'd have to roll me another perception check to see if that happens.
Can I see? Yeah, can I?
Yeah.
These birds are humping. That's kind of awesome.
17.
They are definitely humping. In fact, a third bird joined in.
Oh my god!
It's now a train.
If you've ever seen birds mate, it takes like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's intense. And
is that where you get it?
One of them just lit a cigarette, actually.
And Craig just sort of rolls over to his other side.
So, Craig is now on his other side. I need somebody to roll me another perception check.
She's still
all asleep.
I know, so.
That'd be me. 18 plus 6.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at work.
At this point, you just see Craig laying there and, like, this worm comes up out of the ground right beside him.
Yeah.
Starts just crawling up his arm. It's actually not a worm. It's like a caterpillar.
Can I do a knowledge local check? I don't have. I don't have what I want.
Then you apparently.
I wanted nature.
Just do a knowledge check at a minus four then.
I have. Okay. I still don't understand this whole checkmark thing. I have a plus one in knowledge nature, but I don't have a checkmark in it.
Then you spend a skill point to get it, so yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I can do it then?
Yeah. You have a rank in
cool. 20.
You critted?
No, 19. Oh.
Unnatural.
I critted on my knowledge nature.
Well, critical knowledge. If you did, there would have been a lot more explanation going into it. Yeah, it's just a caterpillar climbing up his arm and enjoying itself.
Is it poisonous?
Why don't you go over and look at it if you're worried?
I'll go over and look at it.
Okay, then roll me another perception check as you get close.
Can you give me the orange juice?
12.
You don't think it's poisonous. But you know, you don't know a whole lot about nature, so. Anyway, the end of the first shift is coming to an end. So you're going to go wake up Baron, I take it?
Yep.
All right, Baron.
And I say, not much happened. There was just bird humping on the.
Oh no, it's Bungar next. I'm sorry, Fungar or Bung Baron.
Bungar.
Bungar.
So I wake him up. Him.
Fungar. Yep, him.
I wake him up and tell him that nothing much happened. There was some bird humping on.
Crag.
And this weird looking caterpillar thing that I didn't think was too dangerous crawling all over him.
Okay.
Was it leaving an ooze trail?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's I still think this is weird, so I'm
going to
try knowledge nature.
Okay. But it's still...
Do you
I told her it was weird.
The caterpillar went away eventually.
Or
it jumped into Crag's mouth or something, I don't know.
I'm going to go over and just look at Crag and see if he has any weird bites or
okay.
Perception, right? My perception? He's not made of stone, Crag. 24.
You don't see any weird bites or anything. I mean, you're...
Any claw marks from the mass bird orgy?
No, they were pretty gentle with him.
So weird. Okay. There's,
you do see a little dried stain, like, right here.
Oh!
maybe they had an excrement session for a second.
Ew.
I think
three
that
birds,
it...
one arm.
I'm asleep. Hey.
What did you tell me before you went to sleep?
I told you that there was the weird caterpillar thing crawling all over him, and I'm afraid that it... Like he swallowed it or something.
I'm gonna wake him up.
Okay.
And tell him that there might be a caterpillar inside your stomach. So if you wanna
heave,
That might be a good point. I think you might have eaten a caterpillar while you were sleeping. So if you'd like to throw up now, that might be a
good point. That'd be great.
Or just kill it with some booze, maybe. I don't know.
Lad.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep.
Don't say I didn't try.
Okay, so he goes back to sleep.
You shit a
roll
butterfly.
Me a perception check.
When you shit a butterfly,
Fungar.
Don't come running to me. Oh, crap.
Yeah, language on this recorded session.
We're not worried about the recording.
No,
we're really kidding.
The one-year-old and the other.
I'm getting there, 17.
Fungar, with your 17, you see a butterfly fly out of his sleeve. He comes up and kind of sits on Craig's nose for a second and... He snores.
That was a quick,
metamorphosis?
Metamorphosis.
I'm gonna walk over to Fungar and begin to undress
You are Fungar.
No!
I'm going to walk over to Fungar and undress myself.
Crag. I'm gonna go take Crag's tunic off.
Alright, roll me a perception check, Crag.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean you have it?
Let's see. Perception. That is a... 23.
You wake up as Fungar is undressing you, and you have this flashback to when her head was in your crotch yesterday.
It is.
Or his head was in your crotch yesterday.
Ah! Telekinetic punch.
Roll damage.
I have to roll the range touch.
Right, roll range touch. What's your flat-footed armor class?
14 to hit.
12, yeah.
You hit her. Him.
Him.
All right.
Or him. Shim.
You hit him. You hit him.
3 points of damage.
3 points of damage on you.
Oh,
Fungar.
I never healed back up.
You ask him about...
What the? What in the name of this? What are you doing?
First there were birds on you, and then...
Did she tell you about the birds? Okay.
And then there was a caterpillar on you, and now a butterfly just flew out of your sleeve, and it's freaking me out, man.
It's
You got like the wild world of nature up in you or something. It's creepy.
I'm sorry.
That was really loud.
I'm holding like a 3-month-old infant, and she just farted.
On your hand.
Yeah, on my hand, no less. What? So? I've been living in a cave for the last 50 years.
You're used to birds humping on you?
I do what they want. What?
This is creepy. Oh.
Hello.
I like this. You can't change your diaper?
I don't wish to.
I don't recommend novices changing at all.
I want that book.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Before I left.
I just told her that
he doesn't care. That
you don't care.
Yeah.
There's you sleep in a cave. Da 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 da. Then you go back to sleep, or are you up for a little bit?
I go back to sleep.
All right. So he goes back to sleep.
Bloody. Take
off. I'm just gonna chill then, I guess.
Okay. Roll me another perception check.
She's 2 months old, for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's 2 months old.
21.
She's big for her age.
She actually probably pooped on it, didn't too long.
Oh, well, you know.
Well, his wife died too. Mm. The Polish president.
Alright, you see something coming in. Something big. Something really big.
I'm gonna yell to wake everybody up.
You're waking everyone up?
Something really big is coming our way!
Does anybody else roll a perception check when they wake up?
I do. 17.
21.
Alright, well, you're 21. Will then assist hers or vice versa?
20.
What you see coming at you?
24.
Oh, you definitely see this then. You see a bugbear coming at you. What are you guys going to do?
Let him crawl up on him. He likes bugs.
Did you look at the picture?
No, I didn't. Oh, holy crap.
Pretty much exact, other than the fact he's carrying a giant longsword instead of a Morningstar.
How far away is it? I don't think that'll fit up his sleeve.
Right now he's about 60 feet away.
Should we talk to it?
Is he charging us?
No, he's just kind of thumping along. You don't think he sees you yet.
I don't speak his language.
What does it speak?
Goblin.
I got it. No, I don't. I used to speak Goblin.
Where's my languages?
Bottom first page.
Oh, no.
I don't have my languages on there. I am a half orc.
What's your intelligence?
You're not a half orc.
Oh, I'm a dwarf.
I don't think anyone speaks Goblin.
No.
Yeah, you don't speak Goblin.
Oh, you there! I shout out in common.
And it starts running at you now.
Great.
Holy crap.
He's still running at you.
Oh, let's try to talk to him. Nah, nah, nah. Keep it. Nah, nah. That's what I would say.
Okay.
That's a good show. Are you ready for our initiative?
He actually threw a javelin. As he's running, he picks it out and just starts throwing it. 1, 2, 3. No.
Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is what I don't understand.
Okay.
You want to hear what I don't understand? If I said I'm going to throw a javelin, you would have said roll initiatives, and if his initiative was first, then I would have to wait to throw my javelin.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Because you were going to, whoever decided to act first, if you would have thrown a javelin.
That's the way I had run it. I was probably doing it wrong.
Never be.
Okay.
What's your armor class, Aaron?
17.
Falcara.
Flat-footed armor class?
No, you're not flat-footed. You saw it coming.
He
got a 19.
But I'm still flat-footed.
Fine, you want to be flat-footed?
Yeah, flat-footed means...
I mean, he hits you regardless, so I mean, you can say you're flat-footed if you want.
Oh, I thought that meant I was standing up.
No.
He got 6 points of
damage.
That'd
be like if you were sleeping.
But my armor class for a flat-foot is 21.
It can't be higher.
No.
Yeah.
That's what it says!
What are the lies?
Maybe you were a 21 and then you got 17.
Or maybe it's supposed to be a 12.
What do you add up?
Let's see.
What's your,
so no one has a high intelligence?
It's your regular armor class minus your dex.
No one has a high intelligence?
It's just your armor and the 10. That's
no,
it.
That's not right either, though.
That would be it.
What's your touch armor class? How do you add that up?
That's your dexterity and 10, not your armor.
Dexterity plus 10?
Yeah, your dex mod plus 10.
So...
Who did these?
You did
what's
this.
What's flat-footed?
Okay.
Touch armor class is dexterity plus 10, so 14.
Right.
What's flat-footed?
And flat-footed is minus what?
It's just your... It's 13. It's your armor bonus plus 10.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Sorry. What's your initiative?
6 points of damage? Holy crap.
Oh, six...
I only have three.
Yeah, wait. 17.
Did,
sorry,
you, did you level up your characters?
I did.
No.
No.
How many hit points do you say you have?
Nine. I have 9 total.
Yeah, she must not.
I
did not roll your hit points.
Okay, we're going to pause the recording while we left.
We're back.
It's gross.
All right, I need your initiatives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still. You never gave it to me.
17. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she said it.
I...
Oh, well.
You just blocked me out.
17.
What's your dex?
Oh, no.
Plus 3.
Plus 1. I know he did.
So I'll be like... Stand down.
Stand down, Fungar.
Fungar down.
You said it was nasty.
Fungara.
19.
No, she didn't. Oh, the D. I remember
and
seeing
Craig.
Her legs like on my bladder.
9.
So basically smacking my bladder.
Wow.
It's making me really upset. What do you think about that?
All right, it is Falkara's turn. Run, master, mix Falkara.
What?
She had on the headphones.
Oh.
She had one ear thing on, the other was off. She's going.
I missed that because I was curious.
Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, that was me. Well, I have my heavy crossbow.
Okay.
So I'm going to fire at it.
Yeah. Quick reload?
She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, we went through that last
right.
time. But...
Okay.
Yeah. Stupid four round action to reload heavy crossbow.
Oh my goodness. Here, see that.
So it's
what?
D20 plus my attack bonus, yeah?
Go red.
Whatever it says
you should
crossbow,
have it.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
Plus, add it up.
16.
Okay.
16
total?
Yes.
You miss.
Well, careful.
Fart nuggets.
Basically, as this crossbow bolt comes
ears,
along,
ears.
It kind of just goes tink
off of him.
Yeah,
off the armor.
Is he wearing armor? By the way,
he's got natural leather armor on. It looks like.
Did it make that sound when it hit the leather?
It probably hit one of the javelin heads that he keeps.
Tink.
Okay. Okay. There's one here,
like
so he can
better.
Stab you with it when he gets
I close. You
all right, it is Bear End's turn.
All right.
Daddy has a Bear End.
And he's still probably 40 feet away.
He's 40 feet away.
I don't know, 50 feet probably.
50 feet. I am going to ready my morning star so that if he gets close to me, I will smash him.
So you're just readying your action. Okay. It is Fungar's turn.
Like, I'm standing there at the plate.
I am going to rage.
Okay.
And take a guarded stance. Means I gain a plus one dodge bonus to my armor class. It's
okay.
Melee attacks.
Oh, you remember
for four
that.
Rounds. And just, no.
I'm assuming you're considering this the same day as the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so none of the spells
night.
Have been refreshed or anything like that.
We
all right,
slept.
So...
Oh.
Not the full night.
So,
It's the second watch.
Are you readying an action other than your guarded stance, or are you just standing there like this?
I'd like to move action.
So, but I mean, do you have a weapon in your hand for your guarded stance?
Well, when I was on watch, which was when this happened,
right.
I had my my war axe.
Okay.
Out
so you're in your you have your war axe and you're standing there ready and you're
raging.
Want to go after it?
No,
oh no, you already used your move. All right, Craig, it's your turn.
How far? It's still 60 feet away.
It's about 50 feet away.
50 feet. Okay. I'm going to use my move to draw my sling.
Okay.
Whose range is 50 feet, and I'm going to whip a stone at it.
Sounds good.
It's a 9.
That whiffs. It goes. He stops for a second, actually goes, oh, and it goes away, and then he looks back at you guys, and he starts running at you again, and he moved his turn. He is now within 20 feet of you, and it is Falkara's turn again.
I'm going to try my crossbow again.
Okay.
It's 11.
You missed.
He's so close.
This time he caught it with his mouth. No. It is now Baron's turn.
And he's how far away?
20 feet away.
Where's he kind of, like, who? Assuming we're all kind of in a circle.
Is he large?
He's medium.
Which?
So he's my size.
Where's he coming at?
He's taller than you. Huh?
Where's he coming? Who's he coming towards?
Right now, he's just running towards the center of you. Like, if you're standing in kind of like a semicircle,
okay.
Like, so, I imagine Falkara, you,
okay.
Fungar, and Crag probably.
Okay. Okay.
Something similar to that.
Okay.
He is right now just
he's
running
right
towards
the
center.
Okay.
You get the feeling he's probably not going to attack you until he gets close enough to where he can start, like, laying into you.
Right.
Because he didn't think he did well enough with his javelin.
Right.
Did you subtract that 6 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Level up and get free hit points.
Level up and get hit points enough to keep you alive.
That's what we're talking about.
I was like, how are you so low?
Not yet. I don't think this one could sleep through a chainsaw.
I still have a little night too. Right.
He's only 20 feet away. Go get him.
I'm going to take like a. I guess I'll move like 5 or 10 feet, sort of at him, but to the middle too. Diagonally. You know what I mean?
What's now?
So that I'm kind of in the middle.
So that he has to come to you.
He's
so
coming
he
towards
you.
Me, and but there's still everybody there, too.
Okay.
I don't want to get
there. Are you doing anything else with your turn, or is that just your move?
Yeah, I'm going to get there, and I'll still have the
You're
save.
Readying
yeah. yeah,
okay.
I'm still.
Fungar.
Can I get to where I'm flanking with him, and that we're broken up to have an opportunity?
You would be... He only moved about 10 feet, so
he's 20
it's still
away.
10
move,
feet away from him.
I can move
him.
30 feet.
Right, but
then
you're not
full.
Going to be able to...
Without, yeah.
Without. You'd have to run by him, and then you still would be flanking until next turn.
So would that provoke an attack about
Yes.
Him. Yes.
Yeah. Then I'm just going to charge right up to him and...
Start wailing on him.
My
war axe. All right, well, you're charging him, so go ahead and...
So does my base attack bonus go up when I'm raging too?
Your strength does.
If you, yeah, your strength goes up by 2, so your attack goes up by the same 2.
By the same 2.
My base attack bonus is only 1. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it should be 2. Because of your second level barbarian. It goes up every level for a barbarian.
Hold on, I'm getting there on the slowest moving PDF of all time.
It's a plus 2.
Thank you.
Your fort went up to a plus 3.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Just did with my base attack for
something. Yeah, change your base to 2. And then, so whatever your weapon's written down. You know, the war axe, just increase that by 1, and then know when you're raging, you add another 2 on top of that.
I suck at barbarianism.
Nobody was watching. I was making a tape.
Because some of us are trying to rage while holding their nieces.
Fair raging nieces.
That's right. Okay. Sorry, here we go. I'm on 15.
What did you roll?
A 3, but it's a 15.
You miss. It is Crag's turn.
Benny? Benny?
Negative.
I'm going to step back into the right. By about...
So about where he was at, but 5 feet behind?
Yep, just so I'm not part of the main
force
group. And then I'm going to telekinetically punch him.
Okay. That's a touch, right?
Yes, it is. That's why I like it. That is a 23 to touch.
It is.
I touch him.
I touch him.
I touched him.
Oreo damage.
Him. On the table. 3 points of damage.
Okay, it is... The bugbear's turn. He goes, "Hum!" And then he comes at you. 15 hit.
Yeah, does my armor class go up at all?
It goes down too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay. What's your normal AC?
12. Or 13, I mean.
Yeah, so it went down to 11 and back up to 12 because of your dodge.
Oh my gosh, so bad.
Yeah, he got 5 points of damage. And he seems pretty secure, and he's like, ha, 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 as he hits you.
Ho, 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 silly barbarian.
Yeah.
Valkyra.
Yeah. What did you call your shot? You didn't call
it? All right,
if you
I'm
call your
my,
shot, you're taking a minus two.
Go again.
You're firing into melee. Unless you have a precise shot, you're going to take a minus four.
Indubitably.
Right.
Just take a minus four, but...
I've been rolling like threes to begin with.
Well, maybe you're due. Maybe you're due to hit hard.
So minus four, so it's just a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
So
it can't be any worse than just missing.
11.
I've got a 16 when it
hit. He goes.
Wow, he's that jovial little fellow.
Bugbear's a jerk.
Well.
Douchebag.
You guys can't speak his language, I mean.
Someone should be able to.
Like, wait a second. He was babbling when he came in, right? Mm-hmm. Can I make a linguistics check to see if I can figure out what he said?
Sure.
Nobody took...
I have linguistics.
None of us took goblin as a language.
What did you take?
9.
Common, dwarven, draconic, gnome, terran, undercommon.
So everything
it sounded...
I have giant.
I assumed
it
like...
To you, it sounded like... Alright, so it is now Barret's turn.
Oh, it's my turn? Alright, well, I'm just gonna go.
You, with your move, you can flank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where the car
and then I shall do. So.
Okay, so you get plus 2 to hit.
And I'm going to smash.
Is that using me? There it is. Is that using me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to smash with your Morningstar. Okay, roll your attack.
I have a plus 12 to my attack. No. Plus 14 to my attack.
13.
So you got?
We are sucking.
Is it the flank?
And it
yeah, you've got a plus 2 to flank. What's your attack bonus?
A plus 1.
So
you got a 14.
14.
Basically,
oh, yeah.
Basically your morning star
still
just goes, like you, I think you tripped on a rock as you were coming around him for the flank, and you just kind of went like this and smashed a rock beside
okay,
him.
I'm ready.
And it hit him in the ankle, and he looks over and goes, huh.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. He's a goblinoid, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
We all get a plus 1 to hit him because we're dwarves.
Okay.
Okay, 15.
So I have a plus 15. So fireball.
You have a plus 15?
I'm raging.
Yeah.
If
I'm
you
flanking.
Miss him.
If you miss him.
I know.
You roll pretty poorly.
25.
You hit him square. All
right.
Roll your damage.
So I get damage plus up when I'm...
Plus 2.
Okay.
Plus 2 more.
Okay, hold on. I have to find the right die first. To think about this. Is that right?
Yep, this one with the 11 showing. It's a d12, right?
No, it's a d10.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So d10 plus 6. 7.
Alright, you hit him squarely. He didn't laugh about that one.
That's
right. That's right.
Bugbear.
He's sitting there like
Bugbearage.
He shakes his head. Alright, it is Craig's turn.
Talking like punch.
I'm gonna go attempt to put her. She needs it.
15 touch.
Okay.
You hit.
So I'll do this again.
He probably wouldn't.
He keeps looking at you like he can't understand what you keep doing.
Do you want me to hold him?
I keep rolling a one is what I keep doing. 3 points of damage.
He's starting to...
Put her on our side of that. Okay.
He is now looking very bad. And it is his turn. He's going to try and fully retreat. So you two get...
Attacks
of opportunity. So hit him.
Seventeen.
You hit him.
Yes. She might slide out, but she probably won't fall.
If she falls out, you need to catch her.
Five.
Roll a reflex save.
As he's turning around to run away,
that's mentioned.
You, with your Morning Star, hit him right square in the hip. And his leg comes off.
But he's still alive?
Hips don't lie.
No, he's laying there on the ground. And I mean, he's like...
It's just a flesh wound!
He's still alive.
No,
he's dying.
He's dead.
I wanted to hit him.
Okay, no, you're right. He's still... He's dying. He's unconscious with his hip laying there.
With his hip.
Oh, be creative. Get something besides whatever you had in hand.
A dagger. I'm gonna coup de grace him with my dagger.
No, coup de grace with a wooden stake through his eye. Do it.
Do you have quick draw?
Yes. No. I'm
gonna coup de grace
with my axe.
You have your axe
with the butt of my war axe.
Yeah, but he's dying.
Into his forehead.
Okay, then it's a minus two. So you got a plus 13 instead of a.
But he's also.
He's
dying.
But he's also. Prone.
He's prone.
So I have a 19.
Yeah, you hit.
Yeah.
Sport.
And what do you describe how you'd end him? And it has to be bloody and gory because
I took the blunt end.
Right, but what happens when you hit
right
him?
Into his forehead. Oh, his brains shoot out.
What?
His ears.
His nose. They come trickling out of his nose into his own
mouth.
Okay,
so all of a sudden, when Fungar does this, you see one little trail of gray pour out of
his mouth.
Where his entire brains come out of his nose.
It just fills up his mouth.
It's probably about the volume of this dice. And it just goes, oh.
No, into his mouth.
Into his mouth.
Yeah.
And then he reborn.
And then
a
bird
reborn.
Comes along. What?
No, I'm just playing.
And then a bird comes along and he picks the brain up out of his mouth and eats it.
That's pretty gross.
That butterfly that came out of his sleep.
It's the same bird that was
all right,
screwing on
so,
him. You said it'd be
he's
gross.
He's dead. He's done.
I'm going to search his body. I said it
hard. You, she would have, you know.
Plus I coup de grace him. I'm straddling him.
Okay.
That's how I coup de grace.
So, let's
see. I coup de grace something last night.
Oh, you did.
No, I'm joking.
I wish I might have coup de grace something with my knife than you.
Oh.
Because you're fine. I'm going to coup de grace this diaper. With a wipe.
He apparently didn't want to talk to you guys because he could speak common.
No.
We're home.
You live in the kitchen?
He had 18.
I don't think you could fall asleep like that.
Are you listening?
Yeah, 18.
He had 18 silver pieces.
See, you're a loot keeper.
Gotcha.
I'm not smart enough to keep it for myself. Well, I am, but I'm a generous heart, even though I couldn't draw so much of the brain to death.
Probably all of them, I'm just kind of depositing.
Except for that one.
Right. Weird. Well, he takes his own, but he's not part of the family.
And he has
he is, though.
He has some beat-up leather armor.
So I could wear, couldn't I?
He's like, it would be fitting you like a
oh, I forgot. Part. I keep forgetting I'm a half-orc, and I'm totally
you're
a half.
You're all.
I'm like 4 foot seven.
You're not a half orc.
I know, I keep thinking I am.
He also has his wooden shield.
Yeah.
And it's pretty beat up and not that great looking.
You just poked yourself in the eye.
Good job.
I just eyebrow.
And he has his sword, which looks even more beat up than his armor or.
You sure?
Am I sure what?
I don't know, I want a sword to be fancy.
Well. Pick it up and look at it, I guess.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna pick up the sword and look at it.
Roll a perception check.
23.
It looks like a beat up sword.
Is there any stonework on it?
Yeah, there's 25. Stonework on it from where the gravel indented into it once when
25.
He was trying to cut a fish.
I just want something special out of it.
Okay, you want something special out of this?
He has a hair.
When you
band.
Smashed his brain, you are now wearing them.
Oh. That's
special.
If I eat his brains, will I gain his knowledge?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's right.
Will I really, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
The
you
bird
to,
already
you
ate
fight
the
that
brain.
Bird for it.
No, but but there's still a little, like...
There's some intro. Go ahead and eat it. See what happens.
Hey, Jeremy.
You're picking up something out of
Do you have anything written down for what you gave out for us last week? Because I seem to have accidentally deleted it.
Well, deleted.
We have it on the El Recordo.
You're right, we do. I'll just listen back to the recording and get it from that.
Okay.
Oh, no, wake up.
Okie dokie. Okay,
yeah, so I somehow deleted my entire West Wind Falls folder.
Nice. So you want to lay that down, or what's happening?
I'm going
you're
back
on,
to sleep.
You're on.
I'm going back to sleep.
You're going back to sleep?
All
right.
Well, first of all, I'm going to walk over to the body.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a perception check to see if I can find some kind of stone ditch or culvert or something.
A what?
Some place where I can put this body where it's not going to stink up the campsite.
Yeah, you can look around, see what you can find.
All right, I get a 21.
You drag him away, and you come back about 10 minutes later, and you laid him in what looked like it was a nicely dug grave, actually.
It's creepers.
Right, that's creepy, but I'm putting him there. Okay.
Somebody comes to bury somebody, there's already somebody there.
I tumble him in there, spit on the corpse, go to bed.
All right, so then you walk back. Okay. So he goes back to bed. And Baron, you are in the Fungar. You're still awake, aren't you?
Is he still on watch?
Yeah.
What?
The rest of your watch passes uneventfully, and you wake up Baron.
Wait, I wake up with a Baron?
Oops. Is it sore?
Baron.
Oh, wait.
Baron. It's your turn. I'm going to sleep.
Okay, roll me a perception check, Baron.
What are you doing? Stop it. Whoa, I was going to sleep.
13.
All right, you see coming over to Craig's body. As
oh my gosh. Like
you
the
see
insect
this,
whisperer.
It looks like a dog to you. It just kind of comes over, puts its like
front
two paws here. Craig's head is like... Here, the dog's head is right above him, looking down at him. And, like, if Craig were to wake up, he'd be like, I die with this dog.
Okay.
And the dog starts licking him.
What?
Okay.
What class are you?
What?
What class are you?
What?
He's a common dwarven he's a dwarf.
I took a level of druid.
Oh.
So he starts licking his face. Roll a perception check.
He makes a lot more sense now. I'm like, what are you
doing? I got a...
He actually vomits
a
little bit
ten.
On you.
I got a 10.
Still don't wake up. But as he vomits on you, he starts licking the vomit back up.
That's
so.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna...
All right, I got a 26 on that
this
one.
This time you got a plus 4, so yeah, you woke up.
Hit blah,
and the dog's just sitting there.
The pot can do it. Where does dog come from?
I don't know. That way.
Go! Get!
He goes away for a second. The dog turns around for a second. And then he jumps up and puts his paws on your chest and starts licking your face.
Ah! Get down?
And then he sits.
Mommy?
Right. So, Craig then...
Like
looks at the dog, walks all the way around it, checks
and
its
teeth. The dog sits there the entire time.
Checks its teeth.
Sister?
Goes, and he sits down next to the dog and like crosses his arms over his chest and closes his eyes.
And the dog lays down at this point.
I know what's happening.
What?
Well,
I can't tell you.
Don't
you
the game.
So I didn't say it.
Okay, so Craig and the dog are sitting there. The dog's laying down. Are you sitting Indian style?
Yep.
And he sits Indian style with his arms crossed, and you are confused as hell.
Yeah.
You're like,
if you don't stop, you know, try and stop or anything. About 15 minutes pass. Craig opens his eyes, and like he's been a surly son of a gun, you know, since day one. But he, like, his expression softens just a little bit, and he, like, pets the dog, and it looks like he's muttering something, and this glow comes off of his hand and covers the dog, and the dog just lifts up his head, turns, looks at him, and goes, Good boy.
So then, are you going back to sleep, or what are you doing?
Well, I'm assuming, like, I would have had to have, that 15 minutes was getting the druid spells right. for the day, so if I've been able to do that, I'm just going to stay up.
Okay. All right, so then he's going to join you for the rest of the couple hours.
So I'm
going to
look at him and say, so, do you have a name for your new friend there?
This is Strop.
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 Okay.
It's a medium, a small dog, actually somewhat similar looking to Scooter.
Okay.
Black and white, skinnier, probably more terrier than beagle, but
right.
And he's is it like my
yes.
eagle was?
Mm-hmm.
Or like my.
And the only trick he knows is heal.
Gotcha.
And
so
sit.
He
did that just when he said down because he.
Animal sense.
That was just a contrivance that
okay.
he was doing.
It just
no,
happened.
Yeah, but like the only trick. I need a week to teach
right.
him any other tricks, so. Per
right.
trick.
What was your class before?
Wizard.
Okay.
I'm now a wizard druid.
Okay.
Because a druid is
the transmuters, which is what my specialty school is. In Pathfinder, they're actually really similar to druids. Like they get the ability to beast shape the same way druids do. So I figured it was a pretty good blending.
Okay, so.
What's for lunch?
The Here. Rest of the. The rest of the night passes without problem. And you guys wake up in the morning, and everything looks good, except for you two haven't seen this new animal friend.
What's that?
Fungar, Horkala.
Puppy, 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 puppy.
Meat straw.
Puppy, 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 puppy. Puppy, puppy. Puppy.
Is Strop a boy or a girl?
Puppy.
He's a boy.
Where'd he come from?
That way.
Okay.
Little git was licking my face, woke me up. Hey, took a liking to him.
Okay, so.
He'll be around from now on.
Okay.
Strahd, like, rolls over onto his back.
Alright, so do you guys continue on to Jackariah's place?
Is that where we're going? We're heading off to see Jackal.
Yes. All right, so they're headed to Jackariah's city town town place and
city town
city town place
city
three
place
niner.
Three.
So you guys start walking into town. You guys are strutting a little bit down the main road because hey, you just blew up the warehouse and everybody thinks that somebody else did it.
I'm like looking around the city and I'm feeling just a little bit uncomfortable because it's been a while since I've been around anyone.
Okay, so you're walking in. Do you guys stop at the house first, or do you stop? You know, or do you just head straight on?
We should probably. Stop at our house and clean up.
I have brains on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she has brains all over.
Your wife's a dude.
Anyway. So, okay. So you stop and do you let Craig come in? And
yeah.
Okay.
Puppy.
Craig, like, walks up to the threshold and looks around and says, give me a moment. And he, like, walks back out to the street and looks around. Is there, like, a horse trough sitting anywhere
yeah.
nearby? He goes, it's full of water. He like peels off his leather cap and takes off his, you know, his rough spun shirt. He leaves the pants on and he like just dunks his head in the water and blows all around. Strop jumps into the trough too and like rolls around. They both get out and they both shake off the same way. He's like blowing water off of his face and everything. He's like, ah. He puts the shirt back on. It's all sticking to him. Puts the leather cap back on. Actually, and then puts it back on his head. Right. Going to be clean enough for your home. He's got like a piece of straw in his hair.
Nice.
Okay, so he walks into your house now. Do you offer him an actual cleaning place for you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. I just bathe. I bathe once a month, but I need it or not.
Okay, so now you guys are all in the house. I assume you're getting cleaned up and whatever, and
yes.
relax. And so a little bit of time passes. You get done what you want to get done. And
what house?
No.
Jack
that,
Ryan,
that
or Joshua's
that
old house.
Oh, got it.
Where you essentially grew up.
It's not
okay,
our
okay,
house.
Okay, 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 got it. Okay,
all right.
Sorry.
No,
woo! My back just got driven up.
So, okay, so you wait a little bit, an hour or so passes.
Sneak attack. Oh. Sneak attack. Let Uncle Tracy get your nose.
So an hour or so passes.
Punch it.
Oh, not that hard. Dude. Well, he can't.
He's done it before.
Oh,
is he?
Oh, there we go. See?
Good job.
Yay!
So an hour or so passes. And,
he's like, she's just throwing a snot.
No, it was just
an hour or so passes.
An hour or so passes, and there's a...
I answer.
What? Do you go up to the door?
I calm down. It's just somebody at the door. I go up to the door.
Do you open the door?
Peek out.
They see you peeking. You lock eyes with them, and he goes.
Who is it?
Are you gonna open the door?
She did.
Well, who is it?
Well, she's peeking out. She never said she opened.
Does she know? Does she know?
The guy looks formal and official. I mean. Okay. All
right, I'll.
Are you opening the door?
Yes, I opened the door.
Okay.
The Honorable Jacariah Gemma sends me to your home to pick you up. The news of your entrance back to town came to him quickly, and now he wants you there.
The little dude's over here still in the shower. Bah.
We need to go now.
Can I run out naked?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Laugh.
That's the word Jacariah.
Close. Looks at you. Close would be a piece.
You said we had to go now.
Get dressed.
Why does everyone hate me?
No one hates you. You.
Why does everyone
hate
me? I never get to go out naked.
Fine. From a clean pair of breeches and a tunic.
And breeches and a tunic.
So you're getting dressed up to go see Jacariah now?
That's what I wear. What is it? Breeches and a tunic's dressed up? Is that my formal
for
breeches
you,
and tunic?
For you, I mean... All right, so now you're dressed.
Putting your leather armor on over
I'm
it.
I'm raised by a paladin.
Are you putting your armor back on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put my tux on.
Anyway.
His tail.
So he says, I must take you with me. I cannot allow you to go on your own. You must follow me.
Cool.
In a stage whisper, like, Craig goes, this guy's the right Ponce he is.
Ponce?
Ponce.
You say that you whispered that?
Stage whisper, like he's not trying to hide it. Okay. Really. He won't have to make a perception check to hear it.
Sir, I'm not paid very well.
Aye, I can see that.
And believe me, the last thing I wanted to do on my Saturday afternoon, my one day off that I get, is to come and see you guys.
Right. You're not a Ponce. Your master is. Let's go.
All right. So, you guys follow him along. You guys, it takes you about 20 minutes to walk to the town building.
Is it just him?
Huh?
Just him?
Yeah, just the guy.
I don't know if he would have, like...
No, he...
An entourage.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the feeling that you really don't want to mess with this guy nonetheless. I mean, he's brawny. I mean, he's not... He's not like concentration camp Jew or anything. Like, but he's not like a giant either. I mean, he's like.
Did you just say concentration camp Jew?
Moving on.
Anyway.
Apologies to any Jewish listeners.
Moving on.
The picture went in your head the second I said it, didn't it?
He meant to say like those little Ethiopian kids.
Even better. Yes, he's not a little Ethiopian kid. He also doesn't live in the Philippines and make Nikes either.
Now that we've offended every class out there, moving on.
Anyway, so you get the idea that he's pretty.
He's not Catholic either.
He can pretty much just. Anyway, you missed the description of this guy. Anyway, so you guys are walking 20 minutes to the town building, and there you see Jacariah's like secretary person again, that big. Half-orc brute standing there, and this is all new to you, right? They realize, they recognize the secretary standing there, and he said, "Jacariah has been waiting."
Cool.
I was naked, so I had to get dressed.
Thank you.
Let's go in.
Yeah, let's go talk to him.
All right. Zachariah, come. What'd you say?
Pause.
And the guy that brought you here looks at you and laughs a little and turns around and leaves.
I'm going to stay out here and play with Puppy Puppy.
I holler back at him real quick. Hey, what's your name?
Oh, geez, thanks.
Sorry.
Sam.
Jim.
No, I'm tired of J names. You guys are making fun of all the J names. His name is Stoney.
Yeah, Stoney.
What?
I'll buy you a drink later.
I'll hold you to that.
Alright.
I'm going to stay out with Puppy Jack
Array. Oh yeah, they say anything about
Stoney? No, your dog follows along.
Let's see.
They don't ever.
Sound a lot better.
They don't say anything because people have their animals with them all the time. In fact, they may think that you may be offering them as a thing to Zachariah, so they're not really going to mess with you.
All right.
Okay, so Zachariah comes in and he's sitting behind his desk like this.
You need us?
Well, I prefer to think of it as you need me. Because without me, you'd have no home to take your nice bath.
That's what she said.
You're not in the room. Shut up.
We're all in the room.
She said she's out playing with the puppy.
Puppy.
The puppy's with me in the room.
He said, yeah, I
followed
the puppy.
Oh, okay. So now you're sitting in the corner, like, playing with the puppy. Okay, so anyway, the three of you are talking. He looks over at you, Fungar, and says... That's all he says.
Puppy.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, we seem to have figured out... You're part of the problem, anyway.
All right, well, please tell me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have to remember.
We figured out... Let's see. We figured out how things were being stolen.
Okay, please tell me.
Boxes were being dropped in a secret waterway under the cave or cavern or whatever.
Yes.
And
I prefer warehouse, but...
Okay. Under the warehouse. And were transported that way.
You know where they went?
Out the waterway.
Up the river to the next city down.
Up the river to the next city down.
Alright.
Up to the dam.
I can't remember the name of it. But...
That's because we never named it.
I did.
Yeah, he did. Oh. It was S something.
Towers Deep.
Or Tower... Oh.
Yeah.
Tower Deep. Or Towers Deep.
Looks like it was headed to Tower Deep.
Tower Deep?
Aye.
When you say that, he, you get his full attention.
Aye, and now that we got your attention.
I mean, Towers Deep, yeah.
Did you know that there were, there was a coffin up there?
There was a coffin?
Aye.
He recedes back into the state that you found him, like, there was a coffin.
Aye, a fresh one.
Fresh one? Nice.
I mean, someone was taking care of it. Like, something was staying in it. Regular life.
Okay. Good. So, how did you deal with my problem? And he completely blows off your whole coffin thing. So, how did you deal with the problem of the theft?
So, we weren't telling him that we... Sorry, this is not talking to him.
Yeah.
We weren't telling him that we blew it up, right?
No.
Nope.
What was the story we made up? I forget now.
We never came up with a story. Well, there were these bandits in there.
Bandits?
Aye, they were the ones shipping this stuff up the river.
How many?
There was the half-orc that nanced away. Mm-hmm. There was the gnome. There was the guy with the crossbow. There were the two wee squatty ones.
Yep.
And then there was that shadow we saw right at the end. Because as we were leaving, we thought we cleared him out. Mm. And then the entire complex went boom. Exploded. We found a storehouse of black powder. And as we...
What about all the sugar we kept in there?
What about all the sugar we kept in there? You kept in there.
It's probably caramel.
This is a problem.
Hard candy now.
This is a problem.
I don't recommend storing sugar and boom boom powder.
Apparently. Not apparently. Why would I keep explosive powder. I don't know where you get this boom boom powder from. But why would I keep explosive powder and sugar in the same building?
That's what I'm asking!
I'm not saying you did, I'm saying they did.
Somebody did.
I like this guy. He's right to the point. You guys try to confuse me with your words.
Would you like me to draw a picture next time?
Would you like me to call my guard?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I said if I'm just saying first.
So.
Excuse my cousin.
Excuse my cousin. She's a friend.
Anyway. So, when can I start storing things in my warehouse side again?
It's rebuilt.
The entire...
You blew up the entire thing and not just the waterway?
We didn't do it.
Your actions got my warehouse blown up?
No.
Somebody else's actions.
Someone's actions had the warehouse being taken over by bandits. These lot were sent to find out. They found out. Did you have any other orders for them that said they needed to preserve it? When they didn't know...
I figured this would be assumed. Anyway, we will deal with that. So I said that I would reward you, and it would have been a lot greater had you not blown up my warehouse.
We didn't blow up your warehouse.
Words. My warehouse is gone regardless.
Did you want me to draw you a picture of us not blowing it up? I'm just gonna go put it
in. Go. Make sure Fungar's okay.
You hear Zachariah knock on his table, and you see his secretary walk in the room and just start staring at the three of you and not even paying any attention to Fungar. He starts staring at the rest of you. Now, I advise no more lip or wise talk. Or the total can go further down.
I got it.
Very smart. Okay. So the total of gold that I will grant off of your loser friend Joshua's tax bill.
Puppy.
I think...
No, please.
I think I will give you 400 off of his total.
What's the total?
His total is 2,500.
Okay.
So that takes the 2,100, I...
2,100 remaining.
No, please.
I got 42.
Well, the group tally was closer to 1,300 total after that little encounter. So, I just
by the way,
exact amount.
Who is this guy?
He's our cousin.
Hi, Craig Stoneburner. Pleased to meet you.
Stone Crusher.
Cousins.
Hi.
Clan cousins.
Stone. Damn dwarves multiply like rabbits.
Like rabbits, I'm the only child my parents had. I've seen more humans in this space than I have anyone in the last 50 years.
And puppy.
Okay. Which leaves you with 2,100 gold. Do you guys have that to pay?
We could probably pay 6.
I will not take any further partial payments. Other than in the form of quests that I will give you.
Okay.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
I like it. You're giving flashbacks.
To what?
No.
Real life.
Oh.
So no further partial payments will be accepted. I need the 2,100 or quests that my totaling as I get along. Those will be the only partial payments that I will take. It's through your actions, as long as none of my other buildings get blown up.
Well, we shall do our best.
Right, no blowing up.
No blowing things up. That's all I ask. So would you like to hear about this other quest, or do you have 2,100 gold?
We do not.
Quest it is.
The quest is. See, I like him. Straight to the point. Not a whole lot of lip service.
If Jack or I were actually paying attention... to the expression on Craig's face, it's as dark and stormy as you've seen.
So you don't like him either. Okay. Since the last time that I have spoken with you, since my warehouse is gone, and he turns and looks up at the sky, and, you know, for a second there, he's thinking, I mean, you guys...
Are there windows in the office?
No.
Okay.
But he has a lovely sky mural painting.
I take that back. He looks in the opposite direction of the window, though. He looks... Like, the windows are on his left.
All right, so there's a window.
There's cutouts, anyway.
Just curious.
There's glass.
Yeah.
Up over, he looks over here for a second, like he's thinking to himself. Since the last time I spoke with you, a group of bandits have moved in and taken one of our bridges. One of our trade bridges. And now they're charging huge fees to get past. Trouble is... My daughter is coming down that way to use that exact bridge from her land, and I do not want them there because she is a very fair maiden. And... I would like that bridge cleared off.
Do you have any idea, like, what size of a clan of bandits?
Well, they're holding a bridge.
How big is the bridge?
A big bridge?
Please tell me you're not there saying anything.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a 100-foot bridge.
Okay. How wide?
It's 100 feet wide.
100 feet wide. How long?
It's pretty long.
100 feet.
Yeah, it's a giant square.
How deep are the waters that it passes over?
You said waters.
How deep is the...
It's a canyon.
How deep is the canyon that it passes over?
It's pretty deep.
100 feet?
Is there a cube?
Why don't I go with you and push you in it and we'll find out.
You want to come help us?
He's intimidating you right now, by the way.
I know. I got a high intimidate check.
Puppy.
Right?
You
can
do intimidate back, do you?
You make your opposed check to see.
So make your opposed check.
Wait, how do I do it?
Did you guys know Amanda had
her
baby?
I have a plus five and intimidate.
Alright.
Oh, the five, okay.
Seven?
You got a 29.
Eight.
Five and three is 800.
He got a 29.
Yeah.
Why don't I throw you down the crevice and you hold onto a rope and we'll see how far it goes. As I let go of the other rope.
I got a 16 on my puppy intimidate check.
Craig just sort of steps up. Right, and how much is it worth off the dead?
He's not fine.
It's worth, we'll say 500.
Seven.
And an extra 300 when you bring my daughter back safe. You have to come back anyway to enjoy your lovely home here.
Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.